the art of unconditional love is something we have an opportunity to learn every day if we wish. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The art of unconditional love, the art of loving, is something we can learn every day. I was visiting at a home yesterday, and I met this family of people who were very gentle and very loving. And they had a daughter who was struggling with a drug habit. And the drug habit not only included the possibility of alcohol and smoking and drinking and overeating. The drug habit was sort of a combination of all of it. And as I walked into the house, I saw that the house was very, very clean, very lovely. And everyone was very considerate. There's a family of about six people. And there was a mother and father and the children. And the children were from the ages of 16 through 30. And they all still lived at home. And the house was well kept, but there were a couple of the youngsters in the house who were working on drug habits, and it was kind of tough for them. And the mother and the father felt that they would do whatever they could to help their children with these problems. And so every day, the mother and father would sit around the breakfast table with the family or the meal type table, and they would say, "We are master of our habit. We are in control of our world by our choice. And the way to be master of our habit is to completely separate ourselves from any type of thing that might cause us to have a habit which is not our desire." Now, if people have a habit of going hunting, and they want to have guns, and they want to have bow and arrows, and they want to have all of the devices for hunting, and you have a house full of hunting devices, it's rather difficult for someone who has a great desire to go hunting not to think about hunting quite a bit. Now, this family had several children who were off on the drug habit, and the family was working on helping them to see through this to their own wholeness and their own perfection. And everything the family did was to encourage those children who were having the problem to be master of their habit. They were not encouraging them to come off of the drug habit. They were not encouraging them to whittle down on it and use less and less. They were not encouraging them to do anything but to be master of their habits. Master of their habit one at a time. And the father, who had always been a cigarette smoker all of his life, decided that he was going to be a blessing to his children and to himself and stop smoking. So the father took all the smoking materials that he had and disposed of them, all of his cigarette lighters, all of his ashtrays, all of the things that he had used. Well, now, several of the other children in the house were smoking, and so the father naturally did not want to take away their privilege to do whatever they wanted to do. But he was a living example of what he wanted to do. It was not easy for him, after all these years, to give this up, but he said to himself, if I am able to give this up, if I am able to not give this up, I mean, that was the big problem that everybody was having, to give up. But if I can be master of my habit, then the habit of smoking need no longer be in my world. So what do? I say to myself, I am master of my habit. I am master of my habit. And I do not try to say I'm against smoking or I'm on this, that, or the other thing. I just am master of my habit. Now, as the father demonstrated this to himself, his family saw that he just stopped doing whatever had been disturbing him, the smoking, and in no time at all, there was no smell of smoke around the house. He didn't smoke in his house. The mother didn't smoke, and most of the other children didn't smoke, but one or two still did. And the father just said, hey, I'm master of my habit. And by this example, the other children who were still smoking sort of stopped smoking so much, and the fun of smoking was no longer there, because smoking had been part of a communal action as well as doing it alone, but the interest in doing it faded away. And the father would say, oh boy, that steak tastes good. Wow, I haven't tasted steak like that for years. And someone would say, well, why was that? Well, I always had some other tastes in my mouth that had sort of destroyed my taste buds, but now my taste buds are coming alive and they feel so good. He wouldn't say, I stopped smoking, but that was the obvious reason, the obvious conclusion, and the other members of his family recognized that. And there was no time at all again for the other two youngsters who were onto the smoking, that they sort of tapered off and pretty soon didn't smoke at all, and pretty soon there was no smoking at all in the house. And with this, being the master of the habit, the other children who were still a little bit hung up on drugs, little by little, they too tapered off. In fact, one just stopped cold turkey, and no one said a thing to him about it. Nobody said, wow, you stopped cold turkey. Wow, you're great. Everyone just said, it's so wonderful to be master of my habit. My habit does not master me, but I am master of my habit. I am master of all the circumstances of my life and all of the things that are important in my life, all the things that are wonderful in my life, and I am master of it. And little by little, the whole family found out that they were master of things they never thought they had not been master of. They were master of living in a house that was sparkling clean, living in a house that was just the odor and freshness of cooked food or lovely flowers or a breeze blowing through the window, and all of the other things that tainted that condition faded away from that family. And that family was so pure. To the pure, all is pure. It was so pure and so wonderful that it was a joy to be in that world. They were not controlled by anything. Not that any habit is good or bad or indifferent, but of all habits, we want to be the master. And as we are the master of our habit, we live in a pure, beautiful life. The habit could be using bad language. The habit could be judging other people. The habit could be possession. Oh, we're possessed by all these little knickknacks we have around the house, or by all the photographs around the house. We have photographs of all of our children as they're growing up and doing all these things. And we forget to live in the now and live with the joy of seeing the children as fantastic as they are. They're not children anymore. They're now in their 18, 20s, and 30s. Wow! But no, we want to cuddle back into the pictures of what they used to be. That's a habit. That's as bad as any drug habit could be. Possession of items and having household possessions and thinking it's my car, our house, my house, and all those possessions. Those are habits too. As we learn this self-discipline, we find that life is really a wonderful thing. And we live in the now. We live in the purity of our being, in the purity of our habit of unconditional love. That father showed unconditional love to his family, and with that, the family blossomed forth in purity and goodness and wholeness, just as the father was, just as the mother always had been, just as the children in their original purity and integrity were and are. Yes, we can make a contribution in the lives of those who are important to us by being an example of being master of our habit, whatever that habit may be. And as we are master of that habit, we live a happy, fulfilled, harmonious, joyous, wonderful life. Have a wonderful day, and know that I surround you with my pure white light of love, unconditional love, where I am master of my habit. Have a great day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.